Thank you very much for the questions. I think that I'm going to address a common question that all the three delegations from Indonesia, Kenya, and Chad mentioned, which is how can UNCTAD contribute to this helping sustainability in developing countries and what we're doing. What we're doing is along the three pillars of work of UNCTAD. We work, as you know, on research. We carry out research on issues like the ones we mentioned today. We also implement capacity-building projects. And as I mentioned shortly before, when the previous question by Togo, we are starting a capacity-building project in three countries in Asia. Indonesia was even approached to participate in this project. It was not possible in the area of coffee. And precisely, one of the objectives is to help these countries to move ahead with implementation of traceability for the particular coffee value chain. So this is one we're doing. Yesterday, during the side event, was announced a cooperation between UNCTAD and UNDP to precisely implement this type of projects in Latin America, where we are also trying to move forward, because Latin America, of course, it's a very important region for coffee. For example, Brazil exports 42% of coffee by volume, but then Honduras, Mexico, Peru, Guatemala, Nicaragua, they're all important exporters. And finally, we also have instances like this, the Global Commodities Forum, where we host dialogue among different stakeholders with different views, but with always the idea of boosting cooperation and dialogue. So I think that there's a lot of work to be done, in particular at LDCs. For example, Laos is an LDC. And they face a number of specific challenges. But the important thing is how can these projects and this assistance to developing countries help them to better access markets and to, as it was mentioned repeatedly, increase the income of smallholder farmers, which in the end are an important target for inclusivity and for social inclusion and also for groups like women. Thanks.